On Thursday, November 13th, Soraya Martinez-Ferrada was sworn in as Montreal's new mayor, ushering in a new era for municipal politics. Her party, Ensemble Montréal, now has a narrow majority in city council and a mandate to speed up private housing development, audit cycling infrastructure, and increase funding to address homelessness. One of Ensemble's central promises is to increase public safety and security. They have plans to increase lighting in parks at night. They also intend to add more surveillance cameras to public spaces. They also plan to double the number of what are called mixed squads, or squads of police and social workers working together. This would require an increase in police funding. Dr. Ted Rutland is a professor of human geography at Concordia who focuses on urban politics, planning, and policing in Canada with a social justice lens. Dr. Rutland conducted a study on the efficacy of mixed squads. Here's Rutland.
I did a extensive investigation of mixed squads with the homeless serving coalition, CHAPSIM, and found that having the police patrol with social workers makes the work of actual social workers much more difficult, because we're talking about social workers that are trying to build relationships with unhoused people who have no reason to trust someone who just walks up and says they're there to help you. And that work of building relationships is made much harder when you've got this branch of social workers that say they're there to help but are actually working with the police.
Dr. Rutland's study found the presence of police in a sensitive situation can negate the calming effect of social workers. He also says an increase of mixed squads would lead to over-policing. Ensemble has also promised to increase the number of special constable police in metro stations. Here's Rutland on that.
And they've also promised to increase the number of special constables in the metro's stations, which of course won't do anything, because the problems that occur in metro stations are massively exaggerated and also can't be addressed by increasing the number of police officers. I mean, you can't have a police officer in every metro car, and even if you did, stuff's still going to happen.
For more local news coverage, tune in to CJLO on Friday mornings at 9 a.m. for the weekly news hour. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 69 AM's very psychedelic radio program broadcast. So at this point, it isn't very psychedelic or 60s, but it is certainly a program broadcast, and that's really the point of it now, I suppose. And why I have a special guest who you just heard. Who are you?
It is an honor and a pleasure to be back, folks. It's me, Elaine, coming straight from the depths of Concordia's Loyola campus to wherever this broadcast finds you.
Where are you from?
Oh, well, originally from California, but I'm hailing to you from Dublin, Ireland. Trinity College Dublin has its own radio station over there, and I have well determined that you guys have it a lot better than we do, because, Jesus, we don't even do a proper broadcast over there. Count your blessings, guys.
Yeah, I believe that's where vampires were invented, in Trinity College.
Oh, yes. A wonderful lesbian autofiction named Carmella started the entire vampire genre and was written at Trinity College Dublin. God bless.
So there you have it. So this week is a very special week, because we decided it's going to be David Bowie week. So we're going to be playing a bunch of David Bowie deep cuts, personal picks from both of us in the second half of the program. But in the first, we've got some brand new Canadian, vaguely psychedelic music so that I hope you enjoy. First up is a instrumental synth composition by Luke Requena, a Vancouver artist. It's called A Pale Spirit, and from his recent album, Myth and Murmur. So I hope you enjoy A Pale Spirit by Luke Requena.
Thank you. CJLO and Worst Dad Ever present Heaven for Real's launch show for Who Died and Made You the Dream. Come to Lesko Griff on December 6th for new tracks from the album and opening sets from local legends Amory and Girl with Dream. Doors at 8 and show at 8:30. Tickets are $12 in advance on thepointofsale.com and $15 at the door.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Hey, this is Carly from Wednesday, and you're listening to CJLO 1690. Hi. Bye. I love music.
Hello, 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 hello. Okay, stop. You are listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program, broadcast every afternoon, a lovely Thursday afternoon in this wonderful city. Or if you're listening abroad, then abroad.
They could be listening from anywhere.
Yeah, so the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were A Pale Spirit by Vancouver legend Luke Requena from his recent album Myth and Murmur, followed by Montreal's very own The Besnard Lakes from their album The Besnard Lakes, playing Calling Ghostly Nations.
Oh, and how wonderful was that? It feels like a nice meditation before you get on with the rest of your day, right, folks? It's set our energy right, and we're ready to ride out the rest of this broadcast with terrific pride and light in our eyes.
I saw that metaphor coming. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Oh, wow. Okay, so next up we've got a local artist called Fiona Vare, who I've been playing almost... This is a brand new single. I think I've played almost every track off the prior single and EP, so... Almost the entire discography of Fiona Vare has been played on the air. Fiona Vare on the air. So I hope you enjoy Neighbors by...
Fiona Vare. Look out for your neighbors, folks.
Indeed. Indeed. You can say that again.
Say it again. Say it again. Look out for your neighbors.
Okay. Now I hope you enjoy Neighbors by the one, the only Fiona Vare.
We'll be right back. that I had to jump just to get here with you. Take you for a drive. Now, boy, it's for me. You can take out the skyline, but you won't leave here.
Hello. You're listening to Sykes in the 60s, CJLO 6990 AM, Zurion Psychedelic Radio Program, broadcast here. I hope you're having a lovely Thursday afternoon.
How does she hold her breath, folks? It's a wonder. It's a wonder. Hey, I would never be able to talk that fast. Well, we've moved past the new Canadian section of the evening.
Indeed. Well, the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were the brand new single Neighbors by Fiona Vere.
And that was a great one. Very Wednesday-esque.
And then Wild Internet Church by the best band name of all time, Psst, Shh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, from their album Mirror Golden Cloud. Good name too. They're good at names.
Getting the album name than the band name.
Yeah. So anyway, now we are into the rest of this David Bowie hour, where the two of us picked various songs, three songs each that we really like.
Our very, very favorites.
You picked all ones from the 90s onwards, and all of mine are from the 70s.
Yep. Second and none of us hit the 60s.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he made some interesting stuff then. I'm partial to it, I'm going to say, but it's pretty, deranged, one might say, which leads us into this next track. You say something about it.
Oh, and this is a wonderful track we're starting you guys off with. This is I'm Deranged by David Bowie. It's on his album Outside. There's the connection. Now, a little bit about this album. This was actually based on the TV show Twin Peaks, a little known show that I feel very normal about most of the time, folks.
Yeah, totally. You don't have like 67 gigabytes of David Lynch movies on
No, I definitely don't have cutouts of each character on my wall. No, I would never do such a thing.
He featured in that show.
Well, he did feature in that show in the prequel movie. And luckily enough, he was so faithful to the idea of this album concept that David Lynch chose to include this particular song in the movie Lost Highway, which was David Lynch's 90s movie after Twin Peaks. So, clearly he stayed faithful to the vibes.
All right, so this is I'm Deranged from David Bowie's album One, Outside. There was never a two. It's just one.
That's just Bowie.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoy I'm Deranged, because we're getting a little deranged about it. Bye!
We'll be right back.
And that was DJ by David Bowie, and the track before that was I'm Deranged by David Bowie, because it's David Bowie album, David Bowie time, here on Psychs in the 60s, CGLO 1690 AM's very own Psychedelic radio program broadcast. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm jealous of you all for listening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we turned up the monitors here in the studio so we could jam out to that, and I could spin around in my chair a little. But anyway, so that was DJ, because we are the DJs.
And that was I'm Deranged, because, frankly, we're a little deranged.
So, keeping up with the self-referential songs, we've got Lazarus.
If anyone's dying of cancer soon, I guess this one's for you. But Lazarus, it was on his Black Star album, which was produced just days before his death.
Well, released. I mean, it was done.
Released.
It was well and finished.
Yes, true that. You can't.
Really, it's from 2015.
Well, fair enough. I forgot you have your system. But either way, with this song, I recommend you guys take a walk with yourself somewhere cold and solace producing. Either
perfect
way.
Time of year for that, actually.
Oh, indeed. If you're out here in Montreal or wherever you are, enjoy this one and take it easy.
I believe the music video came out the day he died. So I hope you enjoy Lazarus by
David Bowie.
No, it's not David Bowie. It's Bowie David.
Fuck.
Scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
From November 20th to 30th, experience RIDM, the Montreal International Documentary Festival. Bold films that redefine documentary cinema and reframe how we see the world. Featuring screenings, concerts, discussions with filmmakers, and celebrations that carry the experience into the night. RIDM, November 20th to 30th in Montreal. Info and tickets at ridm.ca.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
Hey everybody, this is John Dwyer from The OCs, and you're listening to CJLO.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CGLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. I hope you're having a lovely Thursday afternoon.
Hello.
And the last tracks you just heard in order were Lazarus by David Bowie before the break, followed by, that was Elaine's pick, followed by TVC15 after the break. Followed by 1984 just now. Those the latter two were both my picks.
I think your picks are generally a little more fun than mine.
Yeah, that's definitely a trend. I guess we're just different.
Wait, are we?
No.
No.
anyhow, TVC15 is a track off what I contend he's... In my opinion, Bowie has two perfect albums. Not his most popular. He's got one from the 70s called Station to Station, where he was doing so much, you know, like Coca-Cola, but like only the first part of that phrase. You know, the white lines on the highway. He was doing so much of that that he didn't remember making it, but it's his best album, apart from the one he made right before he died called Black Star, which two tracks are played from. Including this next one, Say Something About It. It's the final song on his final album.
Now, I remember the first time I heard this song, I was driving across the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, just high up above the fog, and the first saxophone line comes into this song, and in that moment you have this feeling of elevation. I mean, literal elevation in my own case, but I've never escaped that feeling of elevation ever since. It's really a song that remains relevant to my own life, and I think it remains relevant to a lot of ours, and being his last song, I think it's only fitting for it to close out the listening hour. This is I Can't Give Everything Away by David Bowie.
This is Chaz from Toro & Moi.